This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly telling an audience in New Jersey last night that Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Speaking at Drew University, Kelly said Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard Trump ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden's family. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, saying media reports have been lying about him getting special treatment from the U.S. Justice Department. Last night he said in a Fox News interview,
"Not only am I not getting special treatment, I've been getting terrible treatment. This should have been investigated 3 years ago."
Attorney General William Barr on Monday did say the Justice Department's going to review Giuliani's information from Ukraine about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter to gauge the credibility of that information. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Something deep in space is sending radio signals at regular intervals, and USA Radio's Wendy King says it might just be occurring naturally.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Labor Department just releasing the report on first-time unemployment benefits last week. The number of new filings was slightly higher last week to 205,000. Many were expecting the number to come in at about 210 grand. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as we continue in our third hour here of Bill Martinez. And Curtis Ellis is going to be joining us, the policy director for America First Policies. You know, you look at, what's been going on in the body politic, what the Democrats have done in terms of what they put in the bloodstream is still, I find, to be extremely dangerous. It is so divisive. It did nothing to unite this country. If anything, it just created more division with all this impeachment fiasco, what they have done to this president, what they've done to the American people in trying to negate 63 million votes. And it's nonstop for them. And they've totally lost their minds. And what may have to happen to them is something that they've committed to and set themselves in motion. And that is and I don't want to say the total destruction of the party, but as we're seeing it right now, the Democratic Party is a shell of itself. And you've got people abandoning ship. They're no longer aligning themselves with the Democratic Party. And you hear them say, I didn't leave the Democratic Party as much as the Democratic Party has left me. And when we see what has happened in the two primaries, as this is now becoming the Democrat Socialist Party, it is clear what is going on. And they are in a free fall. But they're not catching on to it. Even their one-time former media allies are seeing this. Curtis Ellis, let me bring you on right now and have you give us a state of the Democratic Party Union right now. It seems to be in a free fall.
It certainly does, and they're set up for a huge implosion or explosion. That's the only question. Will it be an implosion or an explosion, which is more of a semantic difference than a real difference. I was up in Iowa and New Hampshire for the last 2 weeks talking to Democratic voters. I was not trying to persuade them. I was listening. And what I was hearing was that these voters, the Democratic rank-and-file voters, are moderate. They are not looking for a socialist revolution. While they don't like President Trump's style and would like to see him replaced in the Oval Office, they openly and without prodding acknowledge that he is doing good things, that his policies have been beneficial to them and to our country, and that he is saying good things as well. They agree with some of his statements. They agree with some of his policy. It is mostly on personality that they are now considering someone like Amy Klobuchar or Mayor Pete. And when I ask them, well, what is it about Mayor Pete that you like? They say, well, he's younger. We need a new generation. He talks about inclusivity and getting past divisions. So it's basically hope and change 2.0. They're
right, exactly.
They're falling for the atmospheric, and they can't point to any one policy. But what they do say is they don't want a candidate who's yelling at them all the time, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren do.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, they're kind of going for this personality or, you know, the feel-good stuff. And it's amazing to me how the Democratic voters, and basically many voters of any persuasion, just can be fooled again by just atmospherics. But that's the political game, and that is the skill of politicians, is to soothe people and to say what you think they want to hear and hope they believe it.
Yeah.
But it was and I did speak with Bernie Sanders voters as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, again, this shows the split between the national party and the party leadership and the rank-and-file Democratic voters, whether it's the Democratic Socialist voters or the rank-and-file Democrat moderate voters. And what the Bernie Sanders voters do, which you would never hear on the stage at one of these debates, or you would never hear in Twitter among the fever swamps of the progressive activists, they openly compare their candidate, Bernie Sanders, to President Trump. They say, we need an outsider who will shake things up and blow up the D.C. party establishment,
mm-hmm.
the swamp, if you will, right? So
yes.
Here, can you imagine, Bill, mm-hmm. someone getting on stage and saying, I'm like President Trump on stage of a Democratic debate and saying that? They'd be drummed out of town. Can you imagine one of these candidates getting on stage of a Democratic debate and say, you know, I think some of President Trump's policies are good? They would be drummed out, cacheted, excommunicated, and probably shot at dawn by the Democratic National Committee if they dared say something like that. Yet that's what the Democratic voters are saying
mm-hmm.
to me in private, right?
Amazing. Like, yes, that's amazing. Well, you know, people have, even, you know, the liberal talking heads see, you know, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump being, you know, different sides of the same coin. You know, they're populist, and this is why you've got, you know, a following. You know, the question has always been with the Democrats, they can't fill a stadium. Well, Bernie Sanders has had a strong following, and he has consistently been able to draw numbers, not to the extent like Donald Trump, which we will find out not only, you know, as the primaries continue, but certainly find out if he is ultimately the nominee from the Democratic side. He will find out come Election Day, regardless of all the ballot harvesting and the cheating and fudging that Democrats will be inclined to do, and probably more so, all under the auspices of there's just no way our country can handle another 4 years of Donald Trump.
And the interesting thing is the Bernie Sanders voters who were, you know, absolutely, we've got to get rid of President Trump. He's horrible, the worst president ever, a loathsome human being. They told me if Bernie does not get the nomination, if the Democratic National Party cheats him out of this nomination yet again, the way they did in 2016,
mm-hmm.
they will stay home. They will
not vote for
a Mayor Bloomberg or a Pete Buttigieg, who they call Wall Street Pete, because...
No. Yeah, they're all in for Bernie. I mean, and after Bernie got tattooed last time with the Hillary and the Democratic Party shenanigans, I mean, they're not gonna put up with it. I mean, you know, if there isn't a full blown revolution on the Democratic Party side, as you say, I would not be surprised that they would just you know, stay home, and that would be unfortunate because. You know, these are activated citizens. These are people who are interested in doing something about our country. And we may disagree on the methodology, but nonetheless, you've got people that are willing to set time aside, invest it into this government. And we need people of all colors and stripes and religions and creeds to be involved, because this is truly what makes America great.
That's so well said, Bill, and that points to the real danger, the real poison of the Democratic Party's tactics, and I'm talking about the National Democratic Party leadership. By cheating a candidate, putting the thumb on the scale, and doing backroom deals and shenanigans, and changing the rules midstream to cheat a candidate out and to select another candidate, they're creating cynicism. They're making the voter cynical, And
exactly.
Saying, well, why bother to vote at all? The whole system is rigged, and that's a danger to our nation. That's a danger to our system of government, and it's really destructive. And that's what we see with the impeachment, as you said, and all of the other backroom, underhanded deals that the Democrats in Congress have been doing.
Exactly.
It just makes people cynical about the whole system. Well, what's the point of voting if you're going to have these career elected
people? Got to go to break, Curtis.
The decision.
Got more from Curtis after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call.
Well, let me tell you, it is time for America's comeback, ladies and gentlemen, but we have to understand, first of all, we're at war. We really are. I mean, this is a civil war that is taking place within our country today, number one. And it's being backed by the mainstream media and those liberals and democratic socialists that are doing everything they can to destroy the republic that our founding fathers gave us and what the Constitution ensures. But if we, the people, do not stand up for that, we get overrun. And we get intimidated, just like what's been going on and what we saw happen in Jacksonville, Curtis Ellis. Here you've got people who are doing their civic duty and responsibility and signing up voters, and you get some radical who comes in and tries to run them over. And, of course, where's the mainstream media? We got nothing but crickets. I mean, ABC and CBS reported zip. Nothing on it. NBC, 45 seconds. I mean, why even gave it 45? I mean, not even 45. I think it was like 25 seconds. 25 seconds is all they gave to this. Now, if it had been, you know, a Bernie Sanders tent that was run over, or a Buttigieg, or, you know, a Joe Biden, oh my God, it would be an endless array of news reporting. But this two-tiered system in which we live in right now, which is not just, it is not fair, but really it behooves the American people to wake up and realize that freedom is not free. And the liberties that were given to us in our U.S. Constitution, as Benjamin Franklin responded to that gal, said, okay, what kind of government did you guys agree on? What do we have? He said, a republic, if you can hold on to it. And so this is where we are right now, is trying to hold on to this this form of government that has freed so many, made so many prosperous, that has blessed so many people, not only in this country, around the world. And when I say that, I'm not claiming any kind of perfection. After all, we're all humanoids, and we are flawed. But given the other governments that we see around this country, I got to tell you, I think America is head and shoulders above others, and this is why everybody is leaving their town, you know, to come into this great country of ours.
Amen. The foundation principle, one of the foundational principles of America, is equal justice under the law.
Exactly.
And the American people, anyone with eyes open, can see that foundation has huge cracks in it and is being undermined. If you are powerful, if you are inside, if you are a member of the government or a Democrat, you are treated differently with kid gloves than if you are not part of the inside ruling class. You see Hillary Clinton get off with no prosecution, with the FBI exonerating her, clearing her before the prosecutors even can bring a case. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, you see them trying to set up traps, entrap, frame, and convict President Trump and then candidate Trump.
Exactly.
You see the case of what happened, of the way the media treated Nick Sandman and some Catholic high school kids versus the way they didn't even talk about this guy who drove into a voter registration tent, who said, I've got to do something about Trump. I don't like him. There are two systems. It's become increasingly clear to people that there are two systems of justice, two systems in place. Somebody's getting a pass, and somebody's getting the book thrown at them. They all complain when the media complains about the Justice Department overruling this incredible 9-year sentence for somebody who was convicted of supposedly lying to Congress. Whereas the American people know, I mean, anybody knows.
What happened to McCabe?
The business.
Yeah, what happened to
McCabe? People do.
Exactly. Yeah, what happened with McCabe? What happened to all the other liars, James Comey and stuff? And then, you know, we were reporting on it this morning. Look at the comparative rules, you know, because you talked about equal justice for all. And it's what, in a sense, the spirit of Martin Luther King, who talked about without justice for all, if you don't have justice for all, you have justice not at all. And that's where we are right now, because look at, by comparison, Roger Stone, they're saying, hey, he deserves for this, you know, one alleged, well, supposed lie that they have convicted him of. which is kind of iffy. It's a little goofy thing. It's almost like the Michael Flynn kind of deal. And and we found out what happened there. But 9 years, okay, for a rapist as a rule, 4 years in jail. Somebody that commits armed robbery, 3 years in jail. Thugs, you know, a criminal assault, maybe up to 1.5 years in jail. Roger Stone, for a kind of a lie, and because he happened to be associated with Donald Trump, which everything that is Donald Trump is bad from their side of the aisle. And so they more than throw the book at him, the kitchen sink and everything else, and suggest 9 years for lying. You've got to be flipping kidding me. And Bob Barr, who was on earlier, was on yesterday with us, and we talked, and he first brought it up. In fact, I sent him a note real quick. I said, see what you started? I mean, you start talking about Roger Stone, and all of a sudden it caught fire, and everything was going, and all this injustice that people are looking at, and the president, of course, tweeted on it. But what they're trying to suggest is the president's tweet affected the Justice Department, but they're not hearing the Justice Department saying, look, we already said this was outrageous before Donald. It wasn't like Donald Trump, you know, blew some sort of dog whistle and told us to react. I mean, the Justice Department is independent. We saw the injustice of this just by this comparative I laid out, and they said this is not right. This is not fair. They continue to target, Trump allies. I mean, what they did to Manafort. Come, are you kidding me? For the crime that he did, you put him in solitary confinement. You actually. You endanger his very life by putting him in those kind of, and this is what he's been subjected to. This man, if he's ever released and pardoned, which he probably will be eventually by Donald Trump, I'll guarantee you he will be a shell of himself. Because at this age, to endure this kind of behavior and this kind of abuse, it's disgusting that this is happening in America and not a banana republic.
Exactly. Someone wrote a book about this. Someone wrote a book about out-of-control prosecutions and this witch hunt mentality and this overly zealous persecution of someone. That book was Les Miserables, and it was about Inspector Javert and what he did to Jean Valjean, who stole a loaf of bread because he was hungry, and he was hunted to the ends of the earth by a basically twisted mind. Mm-hmm. Prosecutor who was given the power to torture someone through the
for a loaf of bread. Exactly. Yeah. No, that's really it. It's where we are, sadly. And this all needs to be called into question. And as we were talking with Cheryl Atkinson as well, it was, you know, is America ready to take on this 800,000-pound corrupt gorilla in the room? Because corruption abounds, and we can thank Donald Trump for pulling back the veil on this corruption. I'm saying to the American people, be patient, because what happens is this has to be laid out in such a way to where, plausible deniability brought to you by the Clintons and all that kind of, doublespeak can be erased and the hammer fall where it needs to fall so that we really do something to rid our government of this corruption, because it is so deep and so broad. You can see the look on Donald Trump's face. He knows that this is massive, and this is not going to be an easy cleanup on aisle 1, 3, and 4.
That's right. Exactly right. And the one of the amazing things I saw and heard talking to the voters in Iowa and New Hampshire is people understand this, and the Bernie Sanders people understand, because they've witnessed the corruption within the Democratic Party tilting the scales and fixing the election against Bernie, and they know the whole system is corrupt. And what we saw in Iowa was, it's not who votes that counts, but who counts the votes.
Yes.
And you've got this Washington establishment, political party establishment, that wants to simply make money off the system. They don't even care about counting votes. Whether the app worked or not was an afterthought. They just wanted to make money off contracts, take all the donors' money, and enrich themselves with it. And Sanders is outside of that establishment, and they're ready to blow it up, but the Democratic Party and people like Mayor Pete and any other hand-picked candidate wants to maintain
it. Well, Curtis, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Stay in touch. Let us know what else you're getting from the ground floor, and we'll have you back real soon to keep us apprised of what's going on. He is he's the Policy Director for American First Policies, Curtis Ellis, right here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. And if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House to meet with President Trump today on the federal decision to block New York residents from the Trusted Travelers program because it now allows illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck off the coast of northeastern Japan earlier, but there's no reports of major damage. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, things aren't always as they seem. Have you noticed that? I mean, that's one of those old axioms you hear time and again. And we see it, and we have to appreciate that that's part of reality, especially when it comes to politics. I mean, you know, we're never presented what it is. I mean, you know, it's like President Obama. You know, we're going to fundamentally change America, fundamentally change. I asked, from what to what? What are we changing to? And hope and change you can believe in. Oh, really? Well, 8 years of, more hope than change, and certainly more than what we could believe in, even though Nancy Pelosi said, well, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, you know, you just got to, you know, you really can't understand it because you got to pass it first, and then you believe it. And then, oh, by the way, here's 2,800 pages that I haven't read. You know, Nancy Pelosi hadn't even read. Or about 99% of the elected officials that we put into office didn't even read the 2,800 pages of Obamacare. And I don't know if you ever even tackled that obstacle. You know, I actually did. I made an earnest effort. Because we had Betsy McCoy, who was on, the former lieutenant governor for New York. And she says, look it, I've read it. I said, God bless you. She says, I've read it. You don't have to. I said, but I want to read it just to at least say that I did. Well, you know, 5 pages into it, my head kept exploding because it was purposely confusing. If you remember, Jonathan Gruber made the announcement, said, hey, look, we made it difficult because, you know, America's too stupid to understand it anyway. And so this all it was a big shell game and a bunch of confusion. Of course, something that our founding fathers had warned against, that laws should be written in such a way that they're easily understood. And the modern day politician, and particularly the Democrats, purposely make it confusing. And if you think not, I mean, look at the ballots that we have that are given to us that we're supposed to fill out. I mean, what are they telling you? No on yes, yes on no. And you're wondering, okay, and even after studying and reading about the proposition, it's still confusing. George Carneal, I got to bring you on right now. It's good to have you back with us. It's been a while. And God bless you for coming on the show, because we've got some business to talk about. You know, talk about, you know, sleight of hand, you know, stuff that's been coming down the pike that, you know, we're all felt to feel like we're, you know, a bunch of the proverbial mushrooms being, you know, fed you know what, right?
Yes, and it's good to be back, so thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, all right, so what say you about this, you know, about this delusion, you know, about things not always being what they seem to be, particularly in the body politic and what the Democrats are doing right now in buttressing up Buttigieg and Klobuchar, as opposed to Bernie Sanders. I mean, Sanders is absolutely freaking them out. I mean, at every turn. I mean, if it's not Donald Trump right now, it's Bernie Sanders that has them quite worried and wringing their hands, because they just cannot believe that Joe Biden has imploded on himself.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Strange times indeed. I will say, I was hoodwinked by Obama the first time, and when I started to wake up and get my own awakening, even when I was still liberal and in the gay life, I started to see that the Democrat policies were really pushing something bigger than just the gay rights agenda. Mm-hmm. And I started to see that we were being fools, played by a party that is bringing about policies that are eventually going to be bring about a destruction to our way of life, even with the support of a Muslim migrant invasion. And we know that Islam has an ideology that hates homosexuals and they should be murdered. Mm-hmm. And so I really...
Oh, by the way, they hate America too. So
exactly. Right. And even atheists, if they want to say, you know, this is a religious thing. But I started to wake up and I realized I've got to start looking at the bigger picture of what's being pushed. And that's when my awakening started. And then when Trump came along, I thought, this is awesome. And he has been wonderful and really protecting Americans and just what he's done with the economy, et cetera. And I will tell you the good news about this. There are a lot of LGBT individuals. I'm seeing it on social media. They have awakened and they are defecting the Democrat Party, and they are now supporting Trump 100%. I believe by the time November rolls around, between the LGBT community and the African American community, we're going to see a huge jump for the Republican Party. I'm hoping so, because America is going to be great.
It is amazing that it has taken someone like Donald Trump to really redefine the Republican Party, because as we know, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, the Republicans are doing exactly the same thing the Democrats are doing right now. Anyone but Obama. Remember, it was, oh, they just hated Obama so much, and they missed the point. They were so raptured with getting rid of Obama that they forgot about messaging. Then here comes a message craftsman like Donald Trump, who knows how to connect with everyday Americans, and understanding that there was this spirit of unfairness. There was this spirit of lethargy and the spirit of a government boot being on the throats of everyday Americans. And America was not happy under the regime of Barack Obama. I mean, and the Democrats' answer is, how can you not be happy? Look, we've been giving you money. We gave you phones. We've enlisted more people in free health care and supposedly, and in welfare services and all that. How come you can't be happy? I mean, you don't like the cake we gave you?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's expose Obama and Hillary for what they are. They were actually on camera, and I've seen the interviews where they said that marriage was strictly between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. But the minute they started to run for office and they needed to pander to the LGBT community for their support, their dollars, their votes, they had suddenly evolved. And the gay community has swung that support wide open. Oh, they've evolved. We love them. But they don't give Trump any grace or mercy for any past indiscretions he may have done. Mm-hmm. But I finally started to see that Obama and Hillary only care about Obama and Hillary. They're just, they give the LGBT a few community a few crumbs to placate them. Mm-hmm. But overall, they don't give a flip about them.
Well, it's the same thing. They've treated every other segment, you know, Black America is finding out, Hispanic America realized it. I mean, Donald Trump went to the blacks and browns and said, hey, look at, you know, what do you got to lose? Give me a shot. And look what's happening.
Exactly.
I mean, unemployment, all-time lows, you know, even we females. I mean, you know, this big thing right now, of course, from these pundits is, you know, suburban women, you know, they just hate Trump and, you know, and Trump's got to do something about suburban women. Well, suburban women found out what happened with their vote in 2018. They entrusted it to these politicians that promised a moderate behavior and focus, and what they did is they rode into town, and even though they may have had some ideals of doing something constructively, whether it had to do with infrastructure or, you know, something else that was on their agenda, they abandoned that in order to saddle up alongside Nancy Pelosi and the radical left of the Democratic Party and pursue impeachment. And so what a waste of the people's vote. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a reflex reaction. There already is. You can sense it happening for these disenfranchised voters who, like you, you know, trusted in somebody. I know a lot of people, you know, believed and hoped what Barack Obama did, and probably, you know, the number one issue, the reason why they did, is because they hoped that somehow he was going to lead us into some sort of, you know, civil revolution to where we could once and for all be united as one. And that he would go a long way in healing the racial divide in our country. But sadly, what he did, in retrospect, you look back and he became much more divisive than inclusive and more of a disunifier than a unifier. And then here you have this white gazillionaire out of Manhattan who has done more to unify the country than Barack Obama ever did.
Yes.
Don't you love the irony? I think it's rich.
Exactly. Do we have a moment for me to say something about?
Yeah, we got about 40 seconds, but you're going to come back, and we've got another 12 minutes afterwards. So,
well, I can wait. Go ahead.
You can wait. Okay, good. So we'll get into more detail on it because I want to get your you know, your read on some other issues as well. George Carneal is with us, and he's been with us before. Has a really fascinating and interesting background, and I believe he brings to our understanding and the conversation something that's needed and that's inclusive in terms of finding solutions that really, as we've been talking about, are meaningful when we talk about justice for all. I'm Bill Martinez. We got more from George after this.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt is, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, that lyric just touches me to the depth of my soul, because it helps you appreciate just how much God loves us. And it is, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. You know, when you pause for a moment, no matter what you're dealing with, God's love is greater than that issue of our life. And George Carneal's life story speaks to that. His book, From Queer to Christ, he grew up in the 70s, raised by a Southern Baptist minister in the ultra-conservative Bible Belt, as you can imagine. For years, he struggled with Christian faith and same-sex attraction. In his book, he shares his painful journey through a secular world at odds with homosexuality, in addition to a religious world that is hostile to homosexuals. Perhaps sharing his journey through the eyes and mind of a confused child dealing with same-sex attraction will give some insight into the pain and difficulty of navigating these two worlds. George has been there, done it, bought the T-shirt, and God bless him. I mean, he has opened himself and his life to be vulnerable, to say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. And the fact of the matter is in churches across the country, it's estimated that you know, at least a third are involved in pornography. I mean, and this is where some people are turned off by people in churches, because they think, oh, they're nothing but hypocrites. Yeah, we are. I mean, yeah. You know, and we're trying to relieve ourselves of our hypocrisy, but at least we're trying to do something about it. And we find ourselves in churches, and for some like George and the rest of us who say, gosh, I got problems and issues. And you go to the emergency room of the church, of your local church, and sadly, they're ill-equipped to deal with some of these complicated issues. And especially when you start talking about homosexuality, right, George?
Correct.
So I know you wanted to finish up something, but I thought it was important for people, you know, to get a, you know, to understand a piece of your heart and what you're all about, because your perspective is so, I mean, this is all part of the woof and wharf of America today.
Yes. And I want to say, if the listeners want more information, my website is georgecarnell.com. It's C-A-R-N as in Nancy, E-A-L. Mm-hmm. But the point of, that I want to make is I want to sound the alarm about the liberal policy of the LGBT agenda that they are pushing in the school systems, especially. And until parents understand that with this transgender movement and with the lies, the harm that it is doing to these children, because I speak from the perspective of having been in that life for 25 years, and I know the pitfalls. I've seen the casualties in that life. Mm-hmm. Hollywood is giving a glamorized, sanitized version, but I'm here sounding the alarm to the truth, and there are so many ex-gay, lesbian, and transgender individuals that God has brought out of that life, and we are sharing the horror stories. And if God was okay with homosexuality, and if you could change your gender, then why is God delivering so many of us out of that life? Right. He is not the author of confusion. He is not a liar. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to expose that. So even with regard to peace, what concerns me, I understand in the LGBT community, many, many people would love to see a gay president. But what concerns me, and Christians should be alarmed, is that in the interviews I've heard with peace, he will mention God, but I've yet to hear him mention Jesus. Yes. And I want to know, is Jesus really Lord of his life? And if so, I need him to come out and actually confess that Jesus is Lord. And then secondly, if that is the case, then it has been reported and alleged that his father was a Marxist professor. So does he condemn Marxism, communism, socialism, or, and how did he come to know Christ being raised around a father who pushed a Marxist ideology? So there are some red flags with me, or else I just see him as another smooth-talking Obama. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that Bernie or Elizabeth Warren are any better. The whole Democratic Party scares me, their candidates, because I know that what they are pushing is ultimately going to destroy this country. And Christians cannot rest on their rear ends. We must all get out and physically vote, because if the media tells you, well, Trump has this by a landslide, and you stay home, these Democrats could end up winning. We must all vote and vote all Democrats out and hopefully turn this country red and hopefully stop this insanity that is going on in the public school systems and in the liberal universities and this agenda of trying to silence Christians and all opposition to this agenda, because that really is the bigger agenda and the goal. I know, because I know the mindset of the LGBT community and the activists.
You know, George, to your point here, I think America was shown a bit of, you know, the gay lifestyle, you know, pretty dramatically in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. As much and as many of us who loved the music of Queen, when you saw, you know, the lifestyle as depicted on the big screen of Freddie Mercury, it was quite telling. And I don't know how people come away from watching that movie and not have their eyes and hearts opened up, you know, to what you've been sharing with us.
Well, I'll tell you why a lot of Christians and people in general are just blind to it. Because if they sit down and have dinner with me, what they think is, oh, he's a nice guy, and oh, I know somebody who's gay too, we'll hook them up. But they don't understand. All they're seeing is just a dinner party. But until you actually go into the trenches of that life and you live that life and you know what's out there, there's even a conservative drag queen who has left the Democratic Party, and she is out there warning parents, asking them, why on earth would you take your children to a drag queen library story hour and lift us up as role models, because he is exposing that. And I lived with a drag queen, so I know this.
Mm-hmm.
When you go behind the scene at the clubs, there's the drugs, the sex, the drinking, a lot of just debauchery. And these are not role models you want your kids to admire. Mm-hmm. And thank God there are LGBT individuals who are fair-minded enough that they are really ticked off at this agenda going after the children. They want the children left alone as well. What they do at 18 is their business. That's between them and God. But the children need to be left alone. They should be off limit.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting to hear you say that, because so within the community itself, it's not all liberal as some would portray it to be.
Correct. I'm going to tell you the good news. I don't know if I said this earlier, but there is an explosion of LGBT individuals who are waking up, and they are leaving. They are going to support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Well, you know, the thing is, for me, what's great is that it goes back to, you know, I've shared this with our audience before, when I think it was about 7 years old, I was on a public bus, and there was a sign there, I'll never forget, I can still see it. It says, to thine own self be true. Of course, that's from Shakespeare. And but it was really profound for me. Even at seven, I said, there is something significant about that. And it's almost been my life's journey to appreciate the integrity and the profundity of that expression, to thine own self be true. And, you know, whether it's Trump or whoever it is, you know, whatever movement in our country, anything that aids and abets to our freedom and our ability to realize our own human potential, the integrity of who we are as designed by God, I champion, I get behind that. I mean, for me, that's worth celebrating, for, you know, George Carneal to be the best George Carneal that God ever created. That's my cheer for you, George. And it's my prayer for others, whatever that, and whatever that means, because look, we all have issues. We're humanoids. We're flawed. We make mistakes. So the pursuit is the truth. If we can realize and find out what the truth is, boy, that's a powerful force. And I don't think anything can get in the way of that. And that truth will serve us all, and it will be for the truly for the good of all concerned. That's the way I see it. So, what you're sharing with us is interesting, you know, about, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Klobuchar or Mayor Pete right now, those seem to be the three. Elizabeth Warren, after the two primaries, faded, especially in New Hampshire, because that was a neighboring state. I mean, she should have, she should have been neck and neck with Bernie. But, you know, to fall back as far back as she did and Biden behind them, I mean, it's quite telling, even though Joe Biden would say, look at 98% of America still hasn't voted. Yes, that may be the case, but still, it's quite revealing to see even how those two states, the Iowa caucus, even though it was a bit messed up, but certainly New Hampshire, interesting to see what is going on. And what you see is an absolute open freeway for Bernie to end up with the nomination, which is freaking the Democratic Party out. And meanwhile, Mayor Pete is being held up, and Klobuchar is kind of being held up by the mainstream media as they are the moderate heir apparents. But when you look at Amy Klobuchar, for example, what, 85% of the time she voted with Bernie Sanders. So what does that tell you about her real philosophy, not what she, as you said earlier, what she's putting out there on the campaign trail?
Yes, and it's unfortunate these days. We want to just have either a gay president or a woman president, and just because they're simply female and gay, does that make them qualified? No. We really have to look at their policies. So a person should be elected because of their credentials and their qualifications, not by their gender or sexual orientation or the color of their skin. We've got to use some common sense here. Our way of life is at stake.
Well, and it's interesting that the Democratic Party, as diverse as they said they were and everything else, I mean, look who was left standing. I mean, people of color are all gone, right? And so we've got with two women, basically one with Klobuchar where she's at right now, and it looks like she's not going to be able to withstand. She really doesn't have the money and the credentials, because once they really start getting into her background, as you say, you look and you see her voting record and you say, oh, well, you know, she's nothing more than Bernie Sanders light. So it's going to be tough for her to win win that ultimate battle the way we see it. But George, you're always welcome on the show, and it's great to have your insight, and thank you for being with us. George Carneal here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
hunters.